Welcome to Discover Indie Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today's episode is Four Questions with Michael Hernandez. If you don't know it, Michael is a writer-director who has had two films at Film Invasion Los Angeles in 2016. His film Martyr was an official selection, and in 2019, his film Worthy was an official selection. And you know what? They're both so good that they're both in the Discover Indie Film TV series. So if you go to Amazon Prime Video and hit up or do a search for Discover Indie Film, you will see three seasons. Michael's in Season 2, Episode 7, and Season 3, Episode 6. But just binge it, man. Have a good time. But I digress, because this is a four questions podcast, so that means Michael Hernandez is going to answer the Discover Indie Film four questions, which are favorite films of all time, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. All right, I will do an outro where I mention all kinds of other things after this, but for now, let's hear Michael's answers to the four questions.
I think the favorites I have would be I Saw the Devil. I think that's the first one that comes to mind. It's a Korean film. It's a cat-and-mouse game between an ex-fiancé and a serial killer. I don't want to give too much away, but it's an amazing film. I Saw the Devil. For if anyone likes it, you know, there's another one that's really similar called The Man from Nowhere. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've heard of The Man from Nowhere.
I Saw the Devil is very similar. It's like in the same world. It's just as great, just a bit more colorful. But yeah, I think that's one. Another one is The Fountain, Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky's The Fountain.
I love it. And it's always, whenever I speak about it, it's either I meet someone that loves it and they're like so gung-ho, or they hate it. I never have someone that's like, you know what, I kind of like. It's always one or the other.
It is divisive.
Very much so. I mean, talk about deep themes and fast and past and future and existentialism. I love it. So I think that's it. Another one I can always watch is, it's still old school, but it's The Fifth Element.
Sure. That's a great movie. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Oh, now I'm thinking about it. It's too. Like a lot of sci-fi in my brain. And the last one is Event Horizon.
I didn't see Event Horizon.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Sam Neill. It's 1997. It's great. They're in space. Ship goes to hell, comes back, and pandemonium ensues. So.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Science and trippy at the same time.
And do you have one? The question number two is a film that's underrated.
I want to say The Fountain.
That's fair. That's fair to say The Fountain's underrated.
It, but it's like the most underrated.
Well, I think
underrated.
Most people who love Aronofsky put a lot of his other films ahead of it.
The Fountain, to me. I feel like it's just a great blend of so many themes. You know, you talk about death. You talk about love. You talk about the future and questioning everything. I think it's just very well put together, and even just the actual look of it, the feel of it, you know, it's very different. It has its own tone. It lives in its own world. And I think it's a great representation of just what else, if I could live forever, what would I see? You know, I think it's great. I think people watching, they're like, oh, this is too deep. I'm going to watch like some Transformers.
Yeah. And but some people really think of it as overly visual, which is a weird thing to say about cinema.
But it's great. Like even how they did the galaxy, you know, they didn't do VFX. They did everything organically. And it's just, it's different. It's kind of like Tree of Life. Like it's just so unique in visual quality. So I'm a nerd.
Hey, being a film nerd is a good hobby for a filmmaker. I would be surprised if someone wasn't, right? I mean, you should be a film nerd if you're going to be a film creative.
Yeah, I think it helps.
You should. Question three is overrated film.
2001 A Space Odyssey. Or anything from Kubrick.
Anything Kubrick.
I mean,
the whole life.
I think he was very, very, very great when it comes to being innovative at the time. Especially 2001 A Space Odyssey. Like, you look at that and you compare it to what you see now, and a lot of stuff's better. But I could not find the story in a lot of things, you know? And then you hear the stories, oh, he shot this 149 times, but it just looks like a shot, you know? I mean, I've seen other people that probably have done less takes and have gold, like any Clint Eastwood movie,
it's
you know?
It's interesting because it is a favorite of mine, but I totally get the story itself is so thinly told that 50 years later we're arguing about what the story is and what it means and what's really happening. Like, it's just...
But that might be me.
The story is a little... No, I'm saying, like, the story is very... It's not its strong point.
I feel like abstract people love it. But I just... I don't understand. I'm like, wait, I thought we were just talking about monkeys. Where did we get to, like, now we're with a robot in space that wants to kill you or something? And it, I'm good.
You're good. Besides, with Kubrick, I think you definitely need to go back to his earlier stuff. Before he got so hotty-totty. I mean, you know, the Spartacus, Dr. Strangelove era is much very different from the 70s era where you get the slow plotting, I'm going to be a super serious guy.
Kind maybe, of, because know? I think I've only seen those. I've seen, like, Clockwork Orange, Shining, of course.
Yeah, those are all post-2001.
Yeah, and I'm lost.
Have you seen Strangelove?
I have not yet.
Well, I would but now ask I'm gonna you. Put that. I would ask you to watch Dr. Strangelove because you...
It's going on the list.
If I hadn't told you it was Kubrick, not that you wouldn't know it's Kubrick, but it might be the funniest film ever made. Smartest, funniest story. So great. So we've covered the first three questions of four. So the fourth one is a lesser known film to seek out, which arguably could have been a Korean one, but I'm gonna ask you to come up with a non-Korean answer.
A non-Korean answer. Well, I was really going to go there.
Because you already gave me two great Korean films to look up.
I mean, I don't know if this is lesser known anymore, but Moon with Sam Rockwell.
You know, I wonder if Moon is very popular outside of the film nerd community.
Yeah, because I feel like when I speak to filmmakers, they know it, but other people may not. And it's so brilliant, so clever. And the ending... You know, I love a really strong ending, but I think it's brilliant.
How he solved the problem,
and just to so ambitious to do a space film when you have the likes of like Interstellar and all these, just everything's larger than life, gravity, everything's so big to do something on a budget and it still be so strong and the story be strong and have one guy that can carry the whole thing. It's a great film.
Yeah, I might be wrong, but I heard Duncan Jones in an interview, and I think he said something along the lines of, yeah, I wrote that script, and I was like, I'm going to direct this no matter how much money I have. He would have made it for almost, like, he wrote it so if he had to, he could make it himself for $5, but he managed to raise just enough to make it as good as it is.
Yeah.
But brilliant, brilliant film.
Yeah, I think it just shows you can just tell a really good story, you don't need anything crazy. You know, sometimes I see these scripts where it's like, oh, I've got 13 characters. I'm like, oh, Lord. But to make one room in one environment and it work, yeah, it's nice.
Man, Michael has good taste in film. All right, well, let's wrap this up. I want to thank Michael Hernandez, the talented filmmaker, for coming in and answering those four questions. If you want to watch his work, go to Amazon Prime Video, search for Discover Indie Film, and he is in Season 2, Episode 7, and Season 3, Episode 6. That's in Season 2, it's his film Martyr, and in Season 3, it's his film Worthy. I'm hoping he comes back to Film Invasion LA with a third short film or even a feature, and if it's a one-word title, it's going to be kind of fun that three for three, right? Did I mention Film Invasion LA? I probably did. Film Invasion Los Angeles is a great festival that happens every June. Learn more at filminvasionla.com or just go to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and go to @FilmInvasionLA. Every November, I program the Sherman Oaks Film Festival. That's ShermanOaksFF.com or @ShermanOaksFF on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I did mention Amazon Prime Video. Please do go watch the show. A great TV series of the best short films that you can find on the festival circuit. And if you want to be super righteous, give that TV series 5 stars on Amazon and give it a nice review. You can actually give every season a separate review, which is kind of weird. And if you want to be really cool, give this podcast 5 stars and give this podcast a review. Why not, right? On iTunes? It's iTunes podcast app? I don't know. There's got to be a way. All right, I'm going to thank you for listening, and goodbye.